Alright. Today's daf is actually Zion for it. But we are Vav Amud Aleph near the bottom. Mayan Bachila. So we talked about whether there's a bechur when a porah gives birth to a chamor and all that stuff. The question is, what about eating it? So the Mishnah said that if a behemoth tahira gave birth to something that looks like a behemoth tmeya, it's mutter. If a behemoth tmeya gave birth to something that looks like a tahira, it is osur. And the rule is shayetzim min hatomei tomei yetzim min hatar tor. The question is, lama the mishnah shayetzim? Why do you have to tell me that? You've already told me. So the Gemara answers, sibana biyamahu, it's just a memory aid. The loy tachlif lach, that you shouldn't swap it around. The loy tema zil basreti day, you shouldn't think. Just look at the animal itself. A high torma ayahu, and it looks completely kosher. It has true its cut and split hooves of chulu. A high torma ayahu, or the other way around, it's not kosher. Ela zil basarim, it goes by the Jewish mother. If the mother's Jewish, then the baby's Jewish. So a cow. If the mother is a cow, then the baby is kosher. If the mother is a donkey or whatever it is, then the baby is not kosher. Minohani mili. So now that we've said that, how do we know? The son of Rabbanon, achazel lo seichlu male hagerim afrisir parso. These things you should not eat from those that are male gera and mafris parso. That chew their cud and have split hooves. In other words. So, if you look at what it says in the Pasuk, it gives you examples of things that have one simen but not the other. So it says, don't eat these ones, even though they're Malagera or Mafris Parsa, because they haven't got the other one. That's the Poshup Pshat, if you just read the Psukim. So, we're darshaning that even though it's Malay Hagera or Mafris Parsa, it's still not kosher. Yes, the Chosher, who Malagera or Mafris Parsa, there is such a thing as an animal which is both Malagera and Mafris Parsa, that chews its cud, and it has split hooves, and you're not allowed to eat it. That is, if it looks like a kosher animal, but the mother was a non-kosher animal. So that's the way you're learning it. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it means that if a kosher animal had a non-kosher baby, superficially non-kosher baby, that's what it's talking about. Oh my, Maligera, Mafris Parsa, when it says, from those who are Maligera, Mafris Parsa, Hachika Omar, what it means to say, turn the page, Dover Habomi Maligera, Mafris Parsa, something that comes from me, Maligera. If the mother is Maligera and Mafris Parsa, but the kid isn't, then the kid's trafe. Maybe it's that way. You could learn the pasuk the same way. Talmud Lomar Gomel. So then it continues to say, what's the first thing? First camel off the rank. After it says in that pasuk, it says a gomel. It's referring to a camel. A camel, and then it says tomehu. It ain't kosher. What do you mean it ain't kosher? Who tomeh? That means the camel gomel who. Because it's a legitimate camel with the full Sefer Ayuchsin of camelness going all the way back, that's not kosher. But ain't Tommy, a little bit of Torah Tommy. But if the camel's yichlus is that his mother is a cow, then he is kosher. He's not Tommy, Ella Toher. So that is all the Chachamim and it's like our Mishnah. Now we have a new opinion of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, Oimer, Gomel, Gomel, Shnei Pa'amim. That the fact that the Torah tells you about a Gomel twice, once in Parsha Shmini, once in Parsha Re'eh, once in Karpas and Zal Satzur, and once in Baruch HaRoses, yeah. Just checking if you're awake. Yeah. One, Gomel.
Say that in yours?
Shatei Pamim. Why don't we. This, on Pesach, we have two camels. Echad Gomel Handelim in HaGemala. So the first Gomel is a normal run of the mill camel, which has a mother, which is also a camel. But Yechad Gomel Handelim in HaPora. And the other one is a camel born from a para. In other words, according to Reb Shimon, if the mother, even though the mother's a cow, if the kid is a camel, then it's not kosher. Different from what we were saying until now, according to Tana of our Mishnah. So that's what he learns from. It says gomel twice, that even though the mother's kosher, the kid is a gomel, it's not kosher. We're born and high gomel, gomel mayavle. So what do the Chachamim do with the second time gomel? Why does it say gomel twice? is chad lesser atzmoy. One is to aser the camel itself, that you can't eat the camel meat. The chad lesser chalovoy, and the other one is for the milk of a camel. I saw in Dubai airport they had a very big chocolate store with camel milk chocolate, and it was a big picture of a camel, and it looked actually very enticing. But we couldn't hit it because it says Gomel twice. So we didn't have the camel. We took a picture of it, but we couldn't eat it. Doesn't say anywhere. They're not allowed to take a picture of it. So one is to tell me you can't eat the milk of a camel. So that's why it says Gomel twice. But a camel who has a Jewish mother is kosher. Reb Shimon uses the second gomel to tell me that when the gomel has a cow mother, it's not kosher. Is gomel is lesser chalavim in Olay? So where does he learn? How does he know that camel milk is not kosher? Yes, is menafkelay me es gomel. He learns from the s. You know, an s, an extra word, doesn't really mean anything. So it's to tell you that the milk of the camel is also not kosher. Verabbanon, what do the chachamim do with the s? Esim loy darshi. They're one of that school of the non-S people. They don't learn anything from an extra S. They just say that's just the way the language works. The Tanya, but then the Rabbi says, Shimon HaMsoni HaYadev, it's called S for Esra B'Torah. Shimon HaMsoni used to explain to learn something from every S in the Torah. Kevon Shegil S Hashem HaLekechatira, in other words, it always included something else, yeah? Something to be marabit. When he got to S Hashem HaLekechatira, Pirish, he stopped. He thought, well, there's nothing that I can put God plus. There's no S. There's nothing to add on. God is God. There's nothing else there. So he stopped. He said, that's it. Forget about the S of Hashem. I have nothing to say. So they asked him, Rebbe, call S into the Rashtra Matei Aleim. What are you going to do with all the other S's you got till here? Does that mean, you know, you got so many ones that you're darshan and now you're stopping? So if you're stopping, that means you're admitting, or you're agreeing, or you're saying that an S doesn't actually teach you anything. So probably all the other ones that you learned, you have to cancel. So he said to his students, just like I was getting reward when I darshaned it, because I was Divrei Torah, so I will receive reward for stopping and canceling all the S's. So that's where he was. Until Rabbi Akiva came, the limeid, Es Hashem alekechatira, the rabbis to minachachamim. That what's Es Hashem? What are we going to add on to be marbet to minachachamim? So we see that there are two views on whether Es should teach you or not. There was Shimon HaMsoni who after he stopped, and there was Rabbi Akiva. So when it says Es Hagomel, yeah, Rabbi Shimon is of the view that he's learning with Rabbi Akiva, his teacher. Makes sense that S Hagomel is including the milk, and the Chachamim are not learning the S for anything. Okay, it's Amal the Ravacha Breid Rav the Ravashi Ela Meyat Eibazo. You tell me the Rabbanon and Megomel Gomel. How do we know you're not allowed to have the milk of a camel? According to the Chachamim, because it says Gomel twice. According to Reb Shimon, it's S Hagomel. Okay, so they're both learning. They both say that we need a pasuk to tell me that camel milk is not kosher. Halav Achi. Without a special pasuk, Hava Amina Chol of the Behemoth Mei Ashari, I would have thought that milk that comes out of a non-kosher animal is kosher. They're both saying we need a pasuk. That's interesting. Maish Nami Haratanya. Why should it be different? We have a brisa that says Hatzmeim. I think we quoted this in Chulin somewhere. Yeah, that Hatzmeim. That when it says Hatzmeim Elu Hatzmeim, I think Min Asheret. Yeah, is lesser Tziron Veroitvan. The keeper shalahem. So it is coming to Elu Hatzmeim Lechem B'chol Asheret. So we say it's an extra hay to include the tzir, which is if you have yoich of a fish, or the roitev is the gravy, the keeper shalahem, and the little bits of meat that float to the bottom of the pot. All of those things are included from the Hatzmeim. So if those little things that come from an unkosher animal are not kosher, so milk will be the same. Yeah, that means all the little bits and pieces that come out of an unkosher animal are not kosher. So why would you think that milk of an unkosher animal is kosher? Answers the Gemara Istrich, we needed to tell me. So you would have thought, since the fact that you can have milk of a kosher animal is also a chiddush. The Omar, what's a chiddush? Why? Cow, the fact that you're allowed to drink cow's milk from a cow is also a chiddush. Why? The Omar Mar, because we learned before that dom nek of an asachalov, that the milk of a, the milk, mother's milk, for feeding its baby, is, how does that milk come about? So, it's because the blood becomes, so what happens is, that, like for a woman, for example, she stops being a nida while she's nursing, generally speaking, and what happens, instead of blood, comes milk. So it's like the blood turned into milk. Yeah. So therefore you would think that milk is, if blood turned into milk, then it would be also, then this milk is blood and milk's clothing. Yeah. So the same thing with the animal, when a cow milks, it should be considered like blood. We're not allowed to eat the blood of anybody, yeah? Dom is a chi of karis. So therefore, it should be that you shouldn't be allowed to eat the milk either, because it's really blood in disguise. Yeah? But the Torah says, no, you can eat the milk of a cow. But given the chidashu, but therefore, once the Torah told you, you can eat the milk of a cow, even though it's blood, so the Torah was mechadish, that I'm changing the rules that you can have milk, is bad behemoth tzmeim and nami nishtri. So you would think, Torah lets me drink the milk of a cow, which is really blood, so maybe the Torah lets me drink also the milk of a camel, because it's the rules are different for milk. It's kamash blon. Therefore, we need these psukim according to Rav Shimon Lashita Soy and the Chacham Lashita Sam to tell me that milk of a camel is not permitted. Is Fred Gemara Vayter Ella Lamanda Omar? Sorry, did I skip something? Hanicha. Sorry, I skipped a line. That makes sense according to the one who Taka says that it's the blood that turns into milk, therefore need a posuk, and therefore what? Therefore the milk of a cow is kosher, is a chiddush. You would have thought the milk of a camel is also kosher, therefore need a posuk. El the manda omar evareha misparkin mimena, when the mother, what happens is, why is there no blood of nida from a nursing mother? It's not because the blood turned into milk. It's because the mother's hormones change, or whatever, because of the birth, and her limbs have become weaker. And her soul doesn't come back to her, literally. She doesn't fully recover from childbirth until 24 months. So, halachically, a woman is considered a nursing mother up to 24 months. And not too many women I know are nursing anybody that 24 months, but as I is the halacha. So therefore what? That's why there's no dam nida. Not because it turned into milk. And therefore what? Milk is milk. It's not blood. So the fact that you can have the milk of a cow is this can grace a chiddush. Why not? Why shouldn't you be able to have the milk of a cow? So if it's not a chiddush, then when it comes to a non-kosher animal, so why would I think that a kosher non-kosher animal's milk is kosher? It's Michael Amema. We're in the apostate for. Yeah, it should be obviously not kosher. And for the Gemara, it's true. No, we need to tell me that the milk of a camel is not kosher because you would have thought, even if you say that the blood, that the milk of the mother cow is not its blood turned into milk. But in general, there's no such thing as a piece of a live animal that comes off. Yeah, that you're allowed to eat it. Yeah, a piece of meat that fell off a live cow, or a piece of anything that fell out of a live cow, there's no such thing as something that comes from a chai and is permitted. The high cholov, therefore when milk comes out of a cow, you should think it's like an every minachai, v'shari, and the Torah told you that it's permitted. So again, not mitzad the fact that it's blood, but mitzad that it's every minachai. The fact that you're allowed to drink a cow's milk when the cow's alive, which is like Eber Menachai, is a Chiddush, that the Torah permitted it. Hilkach, because it's a Chiddush, as I feel behemoth tzmeil ishtri, you might think that even the milk of a non-kosher animal is also kosher. Kamash malon, therefore we need the pasuk to tell me the milk of a camel is not kosher. Okay, so that's why we need a pasuk to tell me that the milk of a camel is not kosher. Now, let's flip the question on its head. How do you taka know that the milk of a kosher animal is kosher? Yeah, if it's an Eberman Achai, it's Taka. Yeah, either way, if you hold its blood, it shouldn't be kosher. If you hold its Eberman Achai, it shouldn't be kosher either. So how do we know that you're Taka allowed to drink the milk of a cow? The chol of the behemoth Tahirin Minol of the Shari. How do you know it's permitted? You'll tell me the Torah told you that you can't have meat and milk together. What's the implication? Halachudei shari. That means milk by itself must be kosher. If milk by itself is not kosher, then you don't need to tell me not to have meat and milk. Can't have the milk anyway without the meat. There's maybe, but that's nishkin raya. Because aimwa, I might say, chalav lechudei is also ba'achila. Milk by itself, you're talking not allowed to eat. But it's mutter bahana. But you're allowed to have benefit from it. Basar b'chalav, once you cooked it with meat, is bahana nami yasar. When the Torah tells you it's osur, it's telling you it's osur bahana. It's adding on that extra isur. But maybe la'ola, milk by itself, is also osur. Ulrab Shimon, the shari bahana, and even according to Rab Shimon, who says that basar b'chalav is permitted to have benefit from mashkachas la l'milki al b'shuli. What's the Torah telling me? The milk was taka osir anyway, to drink milk by itself. But loisa vashal is that you get malchus if you cook it. It's a loisa say, don't cook it. So therefore, there's no proof from that, that milk from a kosher animal is kosher. Ella says, the Gemara me, the Galer Rachman of the Psul Yamakdashin. The Torah says, when you redeemed, you got a carbon, and the carbon got a mum, and you redeemed the animal. So it says, once you've got a psulei hamakdash, and that's not a carbon anymore, so now it's chulin. What do you do with it? Tizbach v'yachalto basar, says the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Tizbach, and we learn from that you've got to treat it with respect, because it used to be a carbon. So even though you're allowed to eat it, it's chulin, but you can't just work with it, you can't treat it with disdain. Tizbach v'legizah, if it's a sheep, you can shecht it and eat it, but you cannot shear the wool. If it's a cow, or you can eat it, but you cannot milk it. Well, cows, you can't have. There is no carbon from a cow, so it must be a female sheep there, or a female goat. So you're not allowed to milk it. So you're not allowed to drink the milk of a psulei hamukdashin animal. It's hard to chulin. That means an animal that was never a carbon, an animal that was always chulin all the way along is chari. That tells you that is mutter to drink. So the Gemara says, right there, I don't agree with you that proves that milk is kosher. But Ema, I could learn, the chulin is also ba'achila v'shari mano. Same thing like I tried to say before. If it's a chulin animal, then the milk is, you're still not allowed to have milk, but you're allowed to have hana from it. And the kachrim, once it became psulei hamukdashim, is ba'hana anami also. It's forbidden also to have benefit from it. So that doesn't prove that it's ever mutter to drink it. Ella says the Gemara mi dichsiv. This is a pasuk in Mishle. In Mishle it says, "V'dei chalev izin l'lachma chad." There'll be enough milk of goats for your bread, l'lachem be'secha, for the meat, for the bread of the people of your house, for chayim l'narisecha, and life for your young girls. So he's talking about God supplies enough milk to drink. So if God's supplying you milk to drink, it must be that it's kosher. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say anywhere that you're drinking that milk. Yeah, it says you have it. Maybe it's just a... Huh?
You're going to put in your bread?
Maybe it goes together with the bread, so you can sell it as a cheeseburger. I don't know.
You can't have
enough. No, he's saying you have enough. Maybe this is telling you that Lilma is chayra. That you can't have anah. That's what we're saying along. Maybe milk by itself is mutter b'hanah. And the isser of loisav ashal is only coming to ashav anah. So it's mutter b'hanah. If you have if you have a coal mine, you don't eat the coal, you sell it. If you have a milk producing animal, you don't eat it, you sell it. And you become rich from that. Ella, that doesn't prove that you can drink it. Ella says a gemara midich siv. Now this next pasuk is in Shmuel. What happened was that David HaMelech's father sent him with some food down to the blokes in the army. Yeah? He gave a care package to the soldiers. And they told him, what should you take? As a seres charitze ha-cholov, you should take as a shalachmanis for the officers in the army and give them a bunch of cheeses. So again, he gave them the cheeses. So that shows that you can drink it. Again, says the Gemara, with Dilma l'schayra. Maybe that was, you give it to them, and so they can sell it and get the money and buy with that a Coke Zero. So the Gemara says, what? You're going to the front lines, and you're giving a food package to the soldiers, what, they should go and sell it now? That's what people do when they're in the front lines in the army. No, if you're taking food to a soldier in the front lines, then you're taking it for him to eat, not for him to start mucking around trying to sell it on eBay and use the profits to go and buy something else. So that's one proof. So that proves that the milk was kosher. Or another proof, from this pasuk that we're all familiar, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udavash, that Eretz Yisrael is called a land flowing with milk and honey. The Idol Shari, if milk is forbidden, Mishtabach Lam Krabba Mila Chazi, that's how you praise Eretz Yisrael, to tell you it's full of treif chocolate. I mean, what sort of praise is that? It must be that the milk is kosher. The Iboy Seyma Mehacha, or I have a pasuk in Yeshayahu, which says, Hoy Kol Tzomei L'chula Mayim, everyone thirsty should go to water. And it says over here on the side, and if you haven't got money, you can go and shever means to buy. Like Yaakov Avinu said, yes, shever, go and get hold of some meat, some food. Go and get without any money, without any price, yayin v'cholav, wine and milk. Aha. Go and get some milk. And we're talking about what? That there's no price. So if there's no price, that means we're not talking about tzchayra, we're talking about eating it. So that proves that eating of milk is mutter. Fred the Gemara, okay, so that's a full stop. So you're allowed to eat milk. Now, next question. Now that we've learned from Gomel, according to Rab Shimon, Gomel told me that a Gomel that's born from a cow is Osir. According to the Chachamim, the second Gomel told me what? That, you know, that I have the milk of a camel. So everybody agrees that the fact that it says Gomel twice, one in Shmini and one in Re'eh, is teaching you something new. Yeah? If that's the case, Shofan, it says in both places, it talks about the Shofan, a nevis, the rabbit, see the hare? Shofan's a hare, yeah? A rabbit and a hare. And a chazir. Pig. Why does it say pig twice? So what are they doing here? So what are they darshaning? Lahani. It's a question. It's part of the question. Lahani Yudah also, it's coming to tell you extra things. So the child of a pig, or the child, or the milk of a pig. Yeah, what do I need? You're going to tell me that all of those extra things that it mentions is to tell me not to have the milk from those things or the child of those things. Ella, but it must be there's more to it than that. The Chidatanya, the Bryce explains to you, Lama Nishnu Babahema, why does the Torah repeat all of these unkosher animals? Mipnei Hashasua, because there's one extra one mentioned. The Shasua, which is an animal which has, as it says, Rashi brings here, and Rashi brings in Chumash also, it has two backs and two spines, which wasn't mentioned in Shmini, so it mentions it in Re'eh. Over Oifos, and in the birds, what's the reason why the Torah repeats the whole list of birds? It may have Ra'a, because there's a Ra'a mentioned in Re'eh that wasn't mentioned in Shmini. Yeah? So why did the Torah repeated the whole parsha of unkosher animals and birds because of one or two extra ones I wanted to put in there? And we don't consider that the other ones are teaching you something by being repeated. It's just a derech. The derech is to repeat a whole parsha because you want to add in one thing. When the Torah repeats Gomel, who tells you that it's coming to teach you something new? Maybe it's just there because the whole parsha was repeated because of one or two extra things in there. So the Gemara answers, yes, that's valid, but kol hecha de ikal midrash darshinon. That excuse that the Torah repeated a whole lot of stuff because of one inyan that it wanted to add on is only if you can't think of anything else to learn. But if you can be dovish, if you can think of something else that the Torah is teaching you, then it's preferable to learn pshat that it's telling you something else in the repeated word itself. And therefore, by Gomel, since we do have something extra to learn from it, we're going to choose that rather than just say, oh yeah, the Torah repeated itself because it wants to talk about something else. Okay, Tana Rabbana, well, then a Bryce, Rachel, Shayolda Minez, Veza, Shayolda Min Rachel. Like we said before, if a sheep gives birth to a goat, or that a goat gives birth to a sheep, Petura min ha-bechera. So there is no bechera involved. Ve'im yesh boi mikta simonim. Like we learned in the Mishnah, even if it has, was that the Mishnah or the Brisa before? It was in the Brisa, sorry. Im yesh boi mikta simonim, if it looks a little bit like its mother, it has something, is chayevis. Then it is obligated. So that's what we already learned before. Now comes Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, it's only chayevis after you hear Reisha Verubay Doimel Imoy. Not mitzah simonim might mean 5%. Says Rav Shimon, no, it's got to be first of all the head and also a roi, 51%. 51% of the child looks like the mother, then there is a bechor. Less than 50% of them looks like the mother, it ain't no bechor. So that's Rav Shimon. So he's more. He makes it more difficult. I wouldn't call it stricter. It's actually lenienter legabe bechor to say that it's not like the to say it's not a bechor is a kula, right? So according to Rav Shimon, if it's not 51% like the mother, there's no bechor. Okay, so now let's talk about eating it. Iboilahu. The question is lachilam iboil Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon. So what did we say? That to make it permitted, Rav Shimon holds that if you have a kosher mother and the animal that came out is not doesn't look kosher, then it ain't kosher. Yeah. So, but what happens if it? What about if it looks a bit like its mother? Yeah. It's got its mother's nose. Yeah. Does that make him kosher or not? So the question is, when it comes to koshering, to kosher the animal, according to Rav Shimon, if you have a kosher mother gave birth to a non-kosher child, it's not kosher. If it looks a bit like the mother, it is kosher. Sorry? According to Rav Shimon, right, a parasha yolda min whatever is not kosher. Yeah? He doesn't agree with our Mishnah. So according to him, how much does the child have to look like the mother to make it kosher? Does it need a majority? A roiv, it has to 51% look like the mother? Or do we say, mixa simonim, if it looks, you know, it's got a few things in common. Is miboy Rav Shimon reisha v'ruboy oiloy? Does he need that most of it looks like the mother to make it kosher or not? Do we say... Sorry? You never saw a boy that looks like his mother? Yeah. Well, don't check his anatomy too closely and just look at the rest of him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, most of them, yeah, whatever. Now... Yeah, we went to Werribizu yesterday, and the tour guide had a chakira whether a zebra is black with white stripes. See, white with black stripes. And then she was telling us you have to look at the rest of his. There are certain parts of the zebra to look at, and that's the emes, and the rest of it is false. But I won't repeat what part she told you to look at. So don't look so close. Anyway, le'inyan b'churar. The question is, according to Rav Shimon, regarding the question of whether it's a bechor or not, is ksived. There we have a pasuk which says, "Ach bechor shur," like we quoted yesterday, "Bechor shur, achi yehishu shur, or bechor shur." That means that the son and the mother, they both have to be a shur. They have to be look the same, all right? And therefore, Rav Shimon says, at least most of it, 51%, the child needs to look like the mother. But by camels, how does Rav Shimon know that a cow gave birth to a camel is not kosher? Because it says gomel twice, is gomel hu d'amar achmana d'osir. So when it says a gomel is not kosher, that means when it's completely a gomel. Yeah? Ha ishtani mi gomel. But if it only looks partly like a gomel, even if the part is 87%, it should be shapir d'ami. Yeah, if a cow gives birth to a camel, and the camel is not 100% camel, it's only some other percentage, then it's permitted, maybe. Or maybe Rav Shimon holds the same thing, that has to be mostly look like a cow to be kosher, is Toshima, so let's come in here, a kosher animal that gave birth to something that looks like a non-kosher, is also bachila, so that's Rav Shimon, obviously, who says you're not allowed to eat it, even though the mother is kosher. But if its head and most of it looks like its mother, then it's chayav v'bechayra, then you have to do a bechayr. Yeah, so that that brisa mixes together bechayr and achila and seems to be saying the same thing. Ishmami no lachila nami boy Rav Shimon Reisha Berubai. So that brisa seems to be telling us by mixing the achila and the bechayr together that even if for the purposes of deciding if you can eat it, it has to mostly look like a cow in order to be able to eat it. Yeah. Yes, but you haven't been paying attention. Yeah, what we're saying is, if the mother is kosher and the child does not have the kosher simonim, doesn't have split hooves. So in our Mishnah we said, Hayotzi min ha-toher toher. Doesn't matter. If the mother is, it goes by the Jewish mother, right? If the mother is a cow, then the baby is kosher. Rav Shimon says, no, if the mother is a cow but the child's a camel, it's not kosher. So the question is, how much cow appearance does a child have to be considered kosher, according to Rav Shimon? The Torah says what's in the Gemara here, right? The Torah doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash what happens if a cow gives birth to a camel. No, that's what you say. That's the opinion of Reb Mordechai. But in the Mishnah it says Hayotzi min ha-toher is toher. Right? So, strange. Yeah, it's all strange. There's no question about that. Now, so anyway, we see from this La'achila nami boi Reb Shimon Reisha Berubai that in order to make a kosher to eat, it has to be mostly cow. And for the Gemara, loy. No, you cannot prove that from this brisa, because what it says, if it's a bechor, the bechor a dafke, that only for a bechor it needs most of it, but for eating it could just be some of it, not most. And deikonami, and you can see that it talked about bechor the kashavka la'achila. The brisa was happily talking about eating it, and then suddenly it changes the topic. And it stops talking about eating, and it mentions Dafka Bechir, Ishma Minol, the Bechir of the Boy Rab Shimon Reisha Berubai. On the contrary, this shows you that it's Dafka regarding a Bechir that Rab Shimon requires it to look mostly like a cow, but to say it's kosher to eat, it doesn't need to be 51% look like a cow, and even 10% like a cow will be good enough. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove it that way either. I can tell you that Rav Shimon requires it for both. Why does the Braisa then change in the midstream from talking about eating to talking about Bechor? Is Bechor is Chidavka wanted to mention Bechor? Valsalka Daita Chamina, you would have thought, we keep saying that the child has to look like the father and be the same. A Bechor. And according to Reb Shimon, maybe even 51% is not enough. Adiika kule, maybe he needs 100% by a bechor. Kamashblan, the chiddush of that brisa is not to tell you the difference between bechor and eating. It's to tell you that by a bechor, it doesn't need to be 100%. Yeah, as long as it's 51%, that will be okay. So we still don't know what Rav Shimon is going to hold regarding eating. Is Tashema? We'll try again. The pasuk says, this is what you shall not eat from the one that chews its cud and has split hooves. Esagamol. And the next words in that pasuk is the camel. And what's it telling you? Ze'iyata oichel. You cannot eat the camel. Aval ata oichel haba b'simen echad. But you can eat an animal that has only one sign. When could it be kosher to eat an animal that only has one kosher sign? Even though Reb Mordechai is not happy, he doesn't agree with this. But in the Brisa it says that there's a situation where even with one kosher sign, it's kosher. And which one is that? Which one is that that's kosher? If the mother is a cow, so its mother is kosher, and it also has one sign, even the father's a cow also, or a bull, is kosher. So therefore, that's what it needs, at least one sign. You might think, what happens if the father's not kosher either? The mother's a cow, and the father is a camel. And the child looks like a camel. So what's about that? Talmud loymar, seik sovim b'sei izim. No, what's seik sovim and sei izim? Actually, that's the ones that you're allowed to eat. The Torah says, this is what you can eat. Ze'ashat toichu mayhem. Yeah? It says shoer, and then it says seksavim and seizim. Actually, hey, aviv keves ve'imay kivso. Both parents have to be Jewish. The father has to be a sheep. And divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I don't know yet. This is the words of Rabbi. No, the chachamim say hayetzim min hatzor. The chachamim say hayetzim min hatzor. Oh, one second. Wait. Let's wait till we finish the discussion. It certainly couldn't be the chacham anyway, because they hold a yetzim in a Torah Torah. Right? So we're talking about all must be in the
shul. To be a yetzim in a Torah has to be both.
Yeah, but it doesn't yetzim. All of it. But anyway, we're gonna get to the end of this. Hang on a sec. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, both parents have to be a sheep. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Leboa, Kosov Lahatir Samut. If both parents are a sheep, I don't need a posuk. It already told me that. Yeah. So we don't need a posuk over here to tell me that if the father's a sheep and the mother's a sheep and the kid's a sheep, then it's kosher. Ella lo hosif ala muta. This posuk is coming to add in something that you previously wouldn't have known as kosher. The yezizeh, what's that? A tomei hanel min atohar ribur min atomei. If the mother is kosher and the father's not, then the kid is kosher. Ay oyena yele ribur min atohar. Maybe it has to be where the father is. The father is also kosher, but the kid looks. But that's the only case that's kosher, and we shouldn't learn anything from this pasuk. Talmud lomar sure seksavim misayizim mikomukan. This is the same pasuk, by the way. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't learn anything. He says no, that pasuk seksavim misayizim is mikomukim. Is either way, it doesn't matter who the father is. Don't care who the father is. It's kosher. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's a whole brisa. Now, what do we see in that brisa? Correlate Tomei Kereb Shimon. This brisa must be holding like Reb Shimon. Yeah? Because according to Chachamim, if it comes out of a kosher mother, it's kosher anyway. Yeah? Don't care what's going on with the father or anything else. Yeah? You don't need to look at Simonim, you don't need to look at anything. Yeah? So if you have a cow that gives birth to an animal that doesn't have split hooves, it's kosher according to Chachamim. So who's the one who's this whole discussion is according to? Reb Shimon. Yeah? Ve'ka Omar, and what is he saying? The first part, before we got to Machlekes of Reb Shimon, of Yeshua and Reb Elezer, the first part of the Brisa said, that it's good enough to have one simon. Yeah? Now, Reb Shimon said what? Reb Shimon said you have to have Reish of Erubai, regarding the Bechor, anyway. Yeah, so we're trying to prove, so therefore here it says, but it has to be b'simen echad. Simen echad is not reish of aruba. It's not a majority of the animal, and it's not his head. Yeah. So therefore, that seems to be saying that according to Reb Shimon, you don't need most of it to make it kosher. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say over here divrei Reb Shimon. It's somebody who holds like Reb Shimon regarding hayotzei min hatohar. Hai tana sava lekavase b'chada. This tana of this brisa holds like Reb Shimon in one aspect, that it has that an animal that not automatically is an animal born to a kosher mother is kosher, yes, so therefore by default it's not kosher. But he argues in one thing, that Reb Shimon requires Reish of Erubai, and this Tana holds, it doesn't need Reish of Erubai, it needs only Simon Echad. So therefore you cannot prove from this Brisa what Reb Shimon will hold. And some come to the same conclusion out of a different direction. They say like this, when it started talking about the father not being kosher and the mother is kosher, so this version of the Gemara goes, what are you talking about? Iburei min hatamei, that a kosher mother got pregnant from a non-kosher father? Mima abre, is that actually physically possible? That a non-kosher mother should conceive from a non-kosher father. But Yomar Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, La'ilam made me saberes. The following pregnancies are impossible. Le'tmeya min atzor, but le'tahiri min atomei. A kosher animal, if you make a mixed marriage, a shidduch between a kosher animal and a not kosher animal, then neither direction can the mother can the female conceive. If you take a behemah gasa, behemah daka, and you make a shidduch, they cannot conceive. And if you take a behemah and a chay and make a shidduch, they cannot conceive. Except for Rabbi Lezer and his mates, not that they are the shidduch, but that they said, that Rabbi Lezer and the other people with him said, Chayim is a beres to behemah. The only exception to all of that is that Rabbi Lezer holds that a chayim and a behemah can make a shirach. Yeah, but a kosher. A gomel is a behemah. But a kosher animal with a non kosher animal, nobody even argues. So it's impossible to have the father be non kosher. The Yomer, Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what's the case of a chayim is a beres to behemah? The Abba mikolot ben pora. If you have a mother, and the mother, so the Gemara answered that Ibure min hatame, how can it be that the father wasn't kosher? Because the father's mother was a cow. Yeah, so what sort of an unkosher father? We're talking about a father who was a gomel shayotza min hapora. Yeah, kolut ben pora. And it's a libid Rab Shimon gomel. We're talking about a kosher Rab Shimon. So therefore, when we talk about this father being not kosher, it's because the father looks like a camel, even though his mother was a cow. Vika Omar. So this whole thing must be according to Rab Shimon. And what does he say? But if it only has one simon, that's good enough. You don't need Reisha V'Rubai. So again, we get to the same conclusion in a different direction. Yeah. So as the Gemara, same answer. No, Hi Tana, you can't prove it's Rab Shimon. It doesn't say Divur Rab Shimon. You're saying this Tana must hold like Rab Shimon. Yes, Hi Tana, Sava Lakavase Bechara. He holds like Rab Shimon that a camel that came out of a cow is not kosher. But Poligale Bechara. But he argues in one aspect that in order to make a kosher, Rab Shimon says you need Reisha V'Rubai. It should look like a cow. And according to this town of this Bryce doesn't need Reisha V'Ruba, you just need Simen Echad. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to go back and say and discuss this machlekes we have between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If the mother's Jewish and the father's not Jewish, yeah, is the baby Jewish? So Rabbi Lezer said that even if the father is not kosher, then the animal, the baby is kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua said nisht. Is what does that tell you? The memra, the Rabbi Lezer says as a goyim is mutter. Rabbi Lezer says if you have two things that bring about together the cause and effect, if one of the things is mutter and one of them is not, then it's kosher. So the mother is kosher, even though the father's not. Zeb is a goyim. You have a kosher two parents. One is kosher, one isn't. The kid is kosher. Yeah. So zeb is a
as well.
1 second. That's one thing at a time. Yeah. So he says that a kosher mother and a non-kosher father is kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua says it's no good. Even though the mother is a cow, but if the father is a non-kosher animal, it ain't no good. Yeah? So that's the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua over here. How can that be? We know that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, they hold the opposite. Because we learned about a Vlad Trefa, the child of a Trefa. So the mother is a trefa. She's got some kind of a internal disease in her organs. Is Rabbi Lezer, so now the child's not a trefa. The mother's a trefa. And presumably the father was kosher, was okay also. Is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says you can't take such a child and use it as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yeshua, so here Rabbi Lezer is the one who says that if one parent is a trefa, then the kid's no good. And Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says that if one parent is okay, then it is good. Exactly the opposite to what we said here about eating. So the Gemara says, "Bialmasav Rabbi Lezer is a gerim is also." Generally, Rabbi Lezer holds it's also. B'shani hacha. Then here, over here, we learn different. Im ken yitav cross eggs of izim. Say v'say lomoli. Why does the Torah say the word "say" twice in the same pasuk? So it's coming to add on an extra heter. Shma mina semi komokim. That I don't care if the father's a goy, if the mother's a sheep, then it's okay. And Rabbi Yeshua, Amalach, Rabbi Yeshua says, Punktraker, Biyalma Zeb is a Gerim is Mutter. That in general, if you have one parent kosher, one parent not kosher, it will be good. But Hach over here, why is it no good? Imken Litev Cross, Shirks, that Kesev Eis. Kvasim Izim Lomali. Why does it say it's an animal that comes from Kvasim and Izim, plural, that the parents plural are says in Kevises, Shma Mino, Achehe Aviv Keves, Ve'imai Kivsa needs both the mother and the father to be kosher.